Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, end of the week, and it's the end of our daily weekly rhythm that we follow that has us ending each Friday with prayer and reflection, opportunity to talk to God. If you've never done that before, don't worry, I'll guide you through it. It's simply talking to God. I'll suggest some topics to pray about and leave you some quiet time to talk to God about that, either out loud if you can, or just in the quietness of your own thoughts. Before we do that, we'll have a quiet time just to help you focus your thoughts on God. If you can, close your eyes. If you're driving, please don't. Just focus your thoughts on God. Maybe turn the radio down, try to tune out some distractions. Well, we'll start our prayer by addressing it to the God who raised Jesus from the dead. Despite our involvement in the conditions that necessitated his death on the cross, despite our involvement in sin, God still raised Jesus from the dead for us and made his resurrection something that we can accept as a gift into our lives as well. We can be resurrected from the dead. Because Jesus was resurrected from the dead. That's the incredible God of power that we can address our prayer to. Well, now in confession, let's admit that we are not nearly so bold in owning or sharing that faith in the God who raised Jesus from the dead. We can chicken out from even telling other people in our lives that we're trying to follow Jesus, much less explaining what that means. We have fear, we have doubt, all sorts of things like that. Whatever it is, it's something we shouldn't deal with on our own, but rather that we should hand over to God and confess. Well, now in Thanksgiving, let's thank God that he doesn't leave us alone to somehow get out there and boldly proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. He gives us the Holy Spirit to embolden us, to equip us. And so let's give thanks that we're not alone. Well, finally, in step four, supplication, let's ask God to help us be bold in our faith. To share with somebody this week that we're followers of Jesus. That was the simple challenge we gave yesterday. So now let's pray for the boldness to do that, not just one day, but every day. And let's pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you next week as we continue our series on Pioneer Story. Until then, hope you have a great weekend. It's a time for rest and community in our weekly rhythm. Have a great one. See you Monday.